This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Influenced, the podcast that will get inside your mind, or at least make you think that it has. We've got guests, but a lot of podcasts have guests. My guests think they're here to plug something, but little do they know, from the moment they walk in, I'm playing games with their minds.
How did you do that?
I'm in control.
How?
What?
Get out of my head!
See, I love mind games. I'm a mentalist, and what my guests don't know is that they're being influenced the entire time. I mean, even if it is in the podcast title.
You ready?
Oh my God.
Watch. I'm just messing with you.
Oh
no,
my
I can't.
God.
I can't. Can you imagine?
Are you going to explain or?
Oh my God. How?
Feel weirded out?
Very.
We're just getting started, trust me.
You're literally a wizard. This is crazy. I feel like I'm chatting to Dumbledore.
Because you don't really know what's about to happen.
I have no idea.
How? How?
Is that his name?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
On this week's episode, I'm joined by Florence and Reed from the sex positivity podcast, Fox Given. Florence and Reed have been sex educators for years, and I know they're extremely proud of this. So proud that I'm going to influence them into naming a new sex position. I'm going to ask them to make one up at random, but I'm going to make a wild prediction. I think they will call it the Daddy So Proud move. And the reason being is, like I said, I know how proud they are. Plus, from my own research, they talk a lot about daddy kinks and, well, there may be a few other things as well. Have a listen out in the episode to see how many times they say they feel proud, and when they do, I'll be giving them a certain look. Trust me, it's no coincidence. So for now, guard your minds and welcome to Influenced. Hello, girls.
Hello.
Florence Reed, it is a pleasure to have you on the show. You have no idea what's about to happen.
No.
No, really in the dark on this one.
You look terrified.
I'm super excited. Like, I love surprises, so this is great.
It's not
magic,
enough surprises.
Magic freaks me out, so.
Oh, what? You're going to hate this show so much. Well, it's not really magic.
You just showed us a card trick, and I was very impressed. I don't know how you did it.
Thank you so much. That makes all the years of solitude worth it. Thank you, Florence. No, listen, thank you so much for coming onto the show. This is Influenced. We're going to play a few games. We're going to try and get inside your head a little bit. But really, I just want to hear about you guys. And this is, I got to tell you, an episode I've really been looking forward to.
Yay.
Yes, I know the
same.
Listeners will be very, very interested to get into the the nitty gritty of what we're going to talk about here. But just off the bat, before we get into your lives, I love to play a game with you. It's a game called Two Truths and a Lie.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of this game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently not.
Yeah, well, it's a tricky one. Game is simple. We're going to get you as a group to kind of think of two truths and a lie. My job and the listener's job is to figure out what is the big fat lie. And if I get it wrong, I will apologize. There's no stakes here at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want my hat?
I said eat your hat.
Eat my hat?
Mm.
I might. Okay, so we're going to figure out how we're going to do this. Are you guys going to do it together? Are you going to throw stuff at me? How do you want to do it?
We're doing it together.
Yeah, doing it together.
You guys just got to do everything together. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do this together. Okay,
yes.
I'm going to give you a second to kind of get your thoughts. You can whisper to each other a little bit if you want to whisper back some truths and lies to you, figure out exactly what you're going to say. But when you're ready, one of you with your best brave face is just going to throw either something true or something that's not so true at me. I'm going to try and tell you if you're lying or telling the truth. Make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God, the pressure. Right, you guys have a little chat for a second. I'm going to close my ears. You can whisper to each other if you have to.
I think we're good, yeah. We've got this down.
Yeah, we've got this down. Okay. I mean, when you said you were going to get in our minds, I was like, joke's on you.
You don't want to go
there. Do the listeners know? Have they been trigger warned?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You need a mind to read. That's the important stuff. Mm-hmm. As long as there's something there, we're good. Mm-hmm. We're good. Okay, I'm just going to throw you under the bus, Reed. I want you to tell me the first thing in your head, because I feel like you are going to be easier to read, wink, than Florence. You like that? We can use that in the title, guys. It's a fun pun. That's good. All right, Reed, you're going to tell me something.
Reed.
Don't tell me whether it's true or false. Hit me.
Okay. I'm a Disney-phile.
Okay. What I should have said there is, what does that mean? But okay. So I'm going to ask you some more questions. Mm-hmm. For the listeners, what is a Disneyfile?
Somebody who is obsessed with Disney. Yes, awful corporate company, but obsessed.
Okay, I have a feeling just off the bat that that might be a lie, but don't say it just yet. We're going to put you in the hot seat for a second. No pressure, in your own time. You just tell me what you want to tell me.
Okay, I did stage combat as a kid.
Okay, I did. Okay, this is so much easier to do as a group than it is one-on-one. Or maybe you're a really good fibber, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. You did combat sports as a kid, did you say?
Stage combat.
Stage combat as a kid. Okay, yeah. Could you give me an example of what that would actually look like?
So it's like pretend fighting for theatre productions.
So cute.
That's so niche though, isn't it? How old were you when this happened? If it did indeed happen.
Like 10-ish.
Okay, I'm going to pause. I can't figure two out. I might get this wrong. Okay, who would like to deliver the final one? It's up to you guys. I'm pretty sure one of them has been a lie already, but we'll see who wants to go for it. Decide amongst yourselves. The last two truths and a lie.
Shall I do it?
Yeah.
You're going to do it? Read very brave.
Chatty read.
All right, hit me. Compose yourself now. Let's go.
The first time I had anal sex, I shat myself.
You wasn't expecting that one.
I wasn't. Mind reader, nice to meet you. Okay. Right, okay. So three very different answers. Okay, I'm going to run through them very quickly one more time. Mm-hmm. So you told me that you're a Disneyfile. You mm-hmm. told me about stage combat and you told me about your first time. Okay, I'm going to be honest. Most times I do this with people, I pretty much know with 100% accuracy, but I am sort of guessing right now just to completely put that out there.
I love this.
Which is good because now we can build on this for the rest of the episode. Mm-hmm. I think you really did do stage combat. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yes, that is true. And you really were about 10?
I was around that age. I can't really remember how old I was.
Could you still do that like right now, like after this? So you like pretend to punch me and stuff?
Well, I mean, I do actual Muay Thai now, so...
Oh.
Whoa.
So you kind of leveled up.
So I leveled up.
Well, we'll talk about that.
It's not just pretend anymore.
Oh, God.
It's real.
You're scaring me. I don't want to reveal anything you don't want revealed. You're going to come after me. Okay, so I think that's true. I'm slightly unsure. I'm going to go ahead and say, just because based off of your personality, I think you will have tried to think of something funny to make up. I don't think that you really shat yourself. I think that's a lie. Am I wrong?
You're right.
Oh, I'm right. That was the lie.
That was the lie.
That was the lie. And it's true that you're a Disney fan.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. I'm going to give you two a little round of applause for your
round
work.
Round of applause there. To you.
God, that is the hardest that has ever been in guessing one. Because I think I sort of expected you to come out with something a bit sexy for a truth, mm-hmm. Which you didn't, which threw me off for both of you. So I think, that was a bit of reverse psychology. So listen, the listeners right now, let us know how you got on. I'm curious. Mm. I think a number of them will have thought that the Disney thing was a lie. That's just my guess. Just people usually start with the lie. That's just what I find. But anyway, mm-hmm. So you actually are a Disneyfile.
I'm a Disneyfile, and I have shat myself during anal multiple times, but not the first time.
Okay, so this is interesting because I've said before that often when people come up with a lie, it's usually the truth, but just slightly, like, because people think that's going to make it harder, which it usually does as well. Uh-huh. So well played. You get a nice. Magic star for almost winning. Congratulations.
Woo! I'll take it.
That one was tough. I went with a bit of logic and guesswork there. See, I knew Florence's was true, as why would they have the two truth just be related to Reed? And then with the sex one, I feel like it was almost too obvious in a way. So a bit of guesswork and a little bit of body language reading as well. God, we made it. That was an intense start to the episode. Well, listen.
Yeah, I felt that was intense.
It was intense. And I am sure for some of the listeners who maybe don't know who we are dealing with today, with Florence and Reed, that might have been like, whoa, that's a curveball. So maybe you guys should just like very briefly, before we get into some questions, introduce yourselves. This is going to be a really fun episode. I'm excited about this. But girls, introduce yourselves to the amazing influenced gang here. Who are yous?
Well, I'm Reed.
And I'm Florence.
And together we are Come Curious. We are the hosts of the podcast Fucks Given. And we talk about sex. Sex honesty, sex education, mm-hmm. mental health, body positivity. We do the whole shebang.
Yeah, we've been doing it for about 8-9 years now. Just talking about sex for a living.
Long time, yeah. Best job ever. So we met on a porn set.
We did.
We moved in together and all we did was talk about sex. Mm-hmm. And we really helped each other feel
more confident, more comfortable in our bodies. We spoke everything about like nipple hairs, discharge, kinks, fetishes,
blowjobs, threesomes, moresomes, sexuality, gender, everything.
Mm-hmm. And it made us feel so good.
Yeah,
so comfortable, so confident. And we just felt like we wanted to like spread the message, basically. We needed to open up the conversation around sex so that people could feel what we were feeling in that moment. Mm. And we also just wanted to continue talking about it because we love talking about sex.
Yes, we started on YouTube and put our faces on there because I think at the time, a lot of people weren't. It was a lot of anonymous bloggers talking about sex. So we were just like, let's put our faces out there.
Proud.
And show people that there isn't anything to be ashamed of when it comes to sex, when it comes to STIs or talking about fetishes, kinks. Like, there is so much that encompasses sex, something that we all do, all think about every day, even if you're not having sex, yet we're still so afraid to talk about it.
It's so interesting to me because I grew up, firstly, you'd think that guys talk about it more, but we don't.
Misconception.
So true. We've heard that so many times.
That's absolutely the case. And it's refreshing. The only way I got sort of any sex education is because I worked in cabaret for many
years.
So oh my God,
you
that's
see
so cool.
and hear everything, so it's good. Right, there's loads to unpackage there for sure. You met on a porn set.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come around? Like you were working in, I think the phrase I read was like ethical porn, that's right?
Yeah, so we are both ethical educational porn directors and we have our own films out.
Okay.
Yes.
But at the time we had just finished our degrees in television production and film studies.
Yeah, basically like a year or two outside of uni.
And we both wanted to direct porn, create porn that we couldn't find on the internet. Mm-hmm. We're talking like dodgy Pornhub type crap.
We need to get
away from that.
It was a really dodgy company though that we met.
It was
on.
Also
it was
dodge.
So dodgy. Because it was kind of like, I was living in Brighton and I just wanted to get some experience because I was like, I'm going to direct my own porn, but I've never filmed people having sex before. So I need some experience filming people having sex.
Mm-hmm.
So I just looked up on the internet, like porn in London and like found this like the first like Google search. And this person replied saying like, you know, there's a job interview and like maybe the first day or second day I met Reed there because they had brought you in at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, it was out of the darkness that was that company. We found each other, we moved in together, and all we would do again is just sit on the sofa in our little dressing gowns talking nonstop about sex.
We love it.
Yeah, obsessed.
That's so fun. I'm curious as to what made you ever want to get into that in the first place. Like, what was it that made you? Because that must be a strange thing to think, oh, I'm going to do that. And then, like, does that thought just pop into your head or random? What happened there to make you want to do that in the first place?
Maybe our brains are just wired like this.
Yeah,
you know, the way that we talk about sex, and we have to be careful because we don't want to make other people feel inadequate with the amount of sex that we do and think about. But it's our passion. It's not just doing the act of sex. It's also the psychology behind sex, what society thinks of sex, why it is so taboo and shameful, and why we have all these hang-ups around our bodies and us being natural.
Mm.
And we just needed to do something that was going to change it because we helped each other so much at those very first like years that we knew each other. And we just wanted to share that with the rest of the world because the rest of the world is fucked up, is messed up when it comes to sex. There's so much like guilt and fear around it, and it's like that's not how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be all just like we're human and we make mistakes and we shit ourselves when we have anal and we just need to have a laugh about it. And if you do, you end up having more pleasure, feeling more confident about yourself, and therefore a better self-esteem, better life.
It's sex positivity is the way you've kind of talked about it before, I think.
Yes.
So you've kind of touched on it there, but then if you had to sum it up, what is this, maybe for you, Florence, what is sex positivity to you? If you had to sum it up, what is that?
Well, I think there's so much taboo and shame and stigma shrouded around sex from, you know, just the way that society is, religion,
Porn
and all of those things. And I, like, even sex education growing up, it was all, there was, everything was negative around it. And there's this thing within us, obviously, that we're all fucking.
But sex, we're not talking about it,
We're not talking about it. So sex positivity is literally just, you know, talking about it in a positive way, because it's a natural thing. We're all doing it, and it's so normal, and our bodies are so normal. And that's why it's so important to put a positive message out there.
We try really hard to say sex honesty, because sex positivity kind of implies that it has to be all happy and all good. And in our experience, it isn't. There are traumas, there are accidents, there are things, but if we're not talking about them, we're not getting through them and processing them and then being okay with it, because it happens. It all happens.
I love that you say that, because I think that's a problem in general with positivity. I find I'm absolutely a positive person, and I believe in the power of being positive. But there can be times where you actually then feel bad for not being okay. A bunch of my friends, especially guys, we've been talking about this recently, where there is this movement of just be positive. And it's the big one, PMA. Is, you know, depression's PMA. Not a thing. And it's like, yeah, but then what happens when you feel bad? Like, are you wrong? Yeah. You know what I mean? And it absolutely makes sense in the context of what you guys are talking about as well. So you just cover everything in the podcast.
Absolutely everything.
We were talking briefly before the show, and you said that you have a rule, which is that if you don't want to talk about it, you have to talk about it.
Yes.
Love that. Where did that rule come from?
Well, I think therapy, really. I think it's the more we're afraid to talk about something with ourselves, with another person, with the public, it means that we're afraid of it for some kind of reason that we've created in our heads, or that, you know, has been built by circumstance or experience. And I've definitely found that the more I talk about something that I feel a bit like squeamish or funny about, if I push myself to do it, then I'm growing as a person, and I'm proving to myself that it isn't as bad as I've made out in my head, that it actually is okay, and probably most other people think the same way.
Yeah, I think if you're not somehow going through a comfort zone, you're going the opposite direction, really, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Was it difficult for you, because you started, it was the YouTube channel first, and then the podcast. What was harder to start? It's probably the YouTube channel, right? Because that was the first time you were putting yourself out there. Yeah.
Yeah, YouTube, definitely. We actually started on Tumblr, like back in the
day.
Tumblr.
I know. RIP Tumblr.
Yeah. Is it
such
gone?
A good porn site. It's still there. There's just no adult content on there.
Yeah, you culled it. You used to be able to post basically anything, and we would post up. Well, people would ask us questions, and we would put the videos on there. But yeah,
like a
YouTube,
little agony on.
YouTube was hard to start, you know, like, especially the algorithm has been against us from the beginning. Like, you know, all these platforms are so anti-sex education.
Anti-sex and work, constantly getting things deleted, even removed, banned, warnings, it's just forever.
Yeah. Even though it's like educational content, and it's all like, you know, it's pretty much all mainly age appropriate. I mean, YouTube, you can even have like 18 plus videos, yet they still, the algorithm still is against it for some reason. So it was always hard and slow to grow, but there were people out there that were engaging.
Desperately needed our content.
We have grown because the content is so important, I think, and that it actually, you know, like, there was a Bo Burnham video, film that he did about a young girl at school, and
eighth grade.
And in part of the film, she wanted to learn how to give a blowjob. And so obviously she goes onto YouTube to find out how. And as she was scrolling, one of our videos comes up.
Yeah.
Which was really cool.
Amazing moment.
I would say you guys probably have helped a lot more people than you even realize, because if someone watches maybe my video, it's very likely they'll share it and maybe leave a comment saying, love this. I'd say a lot of people watch your stuff and maybe don't comment or even let you know that it helped them, because it is so... Maybe not. You might be able to speak to that. But do you find there's a difference between the amount of people watching your stuff and the amount of people publicly engaging?
Yeah, definitely.
And especially different audiences. Like, YouTube's a very different audience to Instagram. You've got a lot of different sets of eyes on YouTube, a lot of people that maybe disagree with what we do. We've had some hellish comments in the past. The comments can be bad. But luckily, we have a whole crew of curious fuckers from the Curious Fuckers Club that will have our backs if we're not there for them. And it's almost like a little forum where somebody asks a question and then a bunch of other people will answer with their experiences. It's very like community and wholesome. And it's just, yeah, it's really lovely what we do.
Yeah, we're very proud.
Do you have a favourite episode? Is there one that stands out?
Yes. I mean, definitely.
Are you going to say?
Yeah. I think it's both of our favourite episodes.
The same?
Okay, it's just because it's the most shocking. We have something called the fuck off story in our podcast, which is the sex story that people tell us that makes us go, nah, fuck off. That's insane.
And this one had it took a crazy one.
The biscuit. This was Sophie Anderson from the Cock Destroyers. If anyone knows them from RuPaul, they've been RuPaul UK, they've been referenced. They were a huge viral internet sensation of two sex workers, porn actresses, and they were just outrageous.
Hilarious.
And we had them both on the podcast, but Sophie Anderson's fuck off story was the most shocking thing either one of us had ever heard.
I feel like it's hard to re-say it.
We're not going to do it justice.
But it involved shit and bugs and a sleeping bag.
Oh, okay.
It's
a lot.
I mean, I was fascinated. Like, I'm in love with the girl. It's so cool that she was so open about it.
It must take a lot to shock you because you talk about everything as well and you hear all these stories. So it must be
very hard to shock us. That shocked us.
Very, yeah.
We're going to very quickly hold that thought. Just because I know that just off that I have like 15 more questions and we'll be sat here for all hours. Mm-hmm. We're going to play a quick game, just a little comfort break before we do, but we're going to play a game of 20 questions. This game is my favorite part of the show. I'm going to ask you, I think we'll do this firstly with you, Florence, to think of a question, think of the answer. And in 20 questions, I'm going to try and tell you what you're thinking about.
Okay.
You're going to have some options so you can choose what you want to think about. So option A will be think of the name of your first pet. Mm-hmm. Option B will be think of the name of the first person you slept with. Mm-hmm. And C, think of the name of the person you last texted. Mm-hmm. Okay, you get to choose. I'll give you a second to do that. Basically, I'll just reaffirm again. I'm going to ask you 20 questions. Within those 20, I'm going to try and tell you what you're thinking about. Are you prepared for the game?
Yes, I'm so prepared.
Which option are you going to go with?
Well, obviously B.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, it's
first person I slept with.
Of course, it fits in well with everything we're talking about. Okay, I'm excited. We're going to get through that in just a second. But before we do, quick ad break.
I'm Eliza, and I need you to listen to me. Have you ever felt so much that you don't know where to put it all? And you wonder if anyone would notice if you screamed? Because you want to. Scream for the ones they've hurt, the ones they've taken. Scream for yourself. These are my words, my story from my perspective. Because I know you'll hear other versions. Because I want you to have a chance to believe mine. Or at least hear it. If you're getting this, it's already over. But if one of you listens, really listens, it won't be for nothing.
Eliza, a Robot Story, starring Tanya Reynolds, an 8-part fiction podcast. Releasing weekly starting Monday, the 3rd of October, on all podcast platforms. A Crowd Network original.
Okay, girls, it is time for 20 questions. Are you ready, Florence?
Woo, yes.
I'll be honest, the reason I've picked you to do this is I actually think you're a bit harder to read and it's just a challenge for me. Yeah, I feel like you're smiling as I say it. You're so expressive, which is fun, but I want to try and make it difficult for myself. I'll be honest, I did struggle with the first game. So I'm going to try and keep the energy up and keep the difficulty up. And then if I even get close with this, I'll be happy. I'm just going to say, before we get into this, I'll let you girls kind of just swear to me. Before we started the episode, the second you girls came in, I wrote something down, put it under the flower pot, mm-hmm. and asked you girls to sign that, right?
Yes.
And that was before I asked you anything, told you what was going to happen in the show.
Yeah.
Have I touched that?
No.
I've gone nowhere near it. Have you girls read what's on the other side?
No.
Okay. I want you to keep your eye on it briefly. I mean, I actually asked you to sign the back of it so you know I can't swap it, but I just wanted the people to know that as well. We'll come to that right at the end. Cool. Okay, Florence, 20 questions. You're thinking of the name of the first person you slept with.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I have 20 questions. And perhaps, Reed, we have the benefit of having you here so you can keep track on your fingers how many questions I ask.
Okay, right. I can't count, but cool.
It's fine. We don't need to these days. We've got calculators on our phones. It's
exactly.
All right.
That's what I said to my maths teacher.
Who cares? Yeah. Are you ready, Florence?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Poker face. Poker face.
My poker face.
That's a good poker face. It's the exact same as before. It's good. Okay, first question. How long ago did this happen?
16 years.
Okay. I'm going to make this even more difficult for myself because I think I can maybe get away with it.
Yeah.
You're allowed to tell me the truth or you can lie to me. So you do not need to tell me the truth. Wow. If you want to try and throw me off, you can.
Wow.
And because I've sort of figured out earlier what it looks like for you to tell me the truth, I should know when you're lying to me. Make sense?
Oh, that's so interesting.
Do me a favor, just say, and this is my question, just say, my name is Florence.
My name is Florence.
And now can you say, my name is Hannah?
Wait, that's my middle name though.
Oh, yeah.
I could have so turned that into a magic moment. That would have been so good, but it was a guess. Yeah. Oh, I should have even went with that. That was good. No,
I should have just done it, but you would have been like, she's telling the truth in both of them.
Let's make this better. Say, my name is Reed. Thank you for telling me that because that might have messed me up. Say, my name is Reed. Unless your second middle name is Reed, in which case that would be really confusing.
Yeah, or last name.
My name is Reed.
One more time.
My name is Reed.
And I say, my name is Florence.
My name is Florence.
Okay, you can tell the truth or tell a lie, but does this person's name begin with the letter T, yes or no?
Yes.
Is it a long name?
It's medium.
Okay, it really is medium because you had to think about it. You right-handed?
Yes.
You actually are, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes, and I could see you counting on your fingers. That's why I know. Is this a 6-letter word?
No.
Definitely is. Okay, think about the first letter for me and I just keep a poker face. This is going to count as a question, so just count this. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. That smile was on purpose, but it only came after the letter was already gone, so I know it's in the second half, or at least, or close to the middle. Think of the first letter. Z, Y, X, W, V, U, T, S, R, Q, P, O, N, M, L, K, J, M, L, K, M. Sorry, I shouldn't point. That's rude. It's fun. Reed, be honest, do you know the name of this person?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
You don't? Oh, so this would be fun. Okay. How many questions am I on?
I have no idea. I think you're on 7.
I'm on 2 questions. That's good. I'm doing so well. 7. We'll go for 7. Okay, relax for a second. This is going to be my final question. It's not really a question. It's me asking you to do something. Can you just slightly open your mouth? Like this?
All right.
Easy.
What are you about to do?
And can you imagine, just open your mouth, say nothing. And just imagine saying their name. Don't say it. Just imagine saying their name. Like, do you know what's so, so funny? After all these years, I can still hear the passion in your voice. It's like, Laurie, Laurie, Laurie.
What the fuck? How?
Is that his name?
Yeah.
What? Excuse me.
No, Florence, just be honest for the listeners. What was the name of the first person you slept with?
Laurie.
Bingo, I'm going to take that.
How the actual fuck did you guess that?
Whoa. How many questions was that? I think that was more than my usual.
I think there was more because at the end you did a few and I didn't know if that counted as 1 or 2, but I think we're at the tens. I don't know.
I got confused for a second because I thought it was going to be Lauren, which threw me off, and then Lauren, but then this easy jump. Well, thank you for playing 20
How
questions.
Whoa.
I don't understand.
That's also such an obscure name as well.
Yeah, that's what like I thought. A basic name. This is not an easy one.
Yeah.
Thank you for playing that because it's a lot of pressure.
Can I ask you a question?
Please.
When someone opens their mouth, what's like, my mouth wasn't doing anything.
So a little, maybe we can break this down at Influence Plus at some point, but I'll be honest, a lot of the time when I'm asking you to do something, it's just distracting. So I'll give you a good example. If I get you, have you ever heard the whole thing that you can tell if someone wants to leave a room by the fact that their feet are pointing towards the door? Ever heard that? Well, if you watch it with people, you'll see it. And the reason is because usually if someone's uncomfortable or they're trying not to give something away, that energy in their body has to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. It can't just disappear inside the body unless you're a Zen monk. It has to go somewhere. So often, if, for example, say you have stage fright and you feel that energy in your hands, some people get shaky hands in their knees, a really good thing you can do is actually imagine that energy moving to somewhere else in your body and you can feel it there, somewhere that's useful. So if I say, just open your mouth and imagine it, what you're now not thinking about, because all the energy is there, is the fact that your hands still are part of your body and can maybe give something away, or your eyes or any number of things. And it's interesting, yeah.
Fascinating.
So yeah, it's a lot of distraction, but I'll tell you about your tells afterwards.
Oh yeah,
just in case you are playing poker, you don't want to.
Please do. Yeah, I probably have loads. I'm a really bad liar.
It's so hard because we preach about telling the truth and being honest all the time. So actually, lying is really unnatural.
I never ever lie.
Okay, this was very obvious to me that it began with the letter L, but you might be thinking, Joel, how did you figure out the full name? It's also not an obvious name. To be honest, I've been pretty open with you all as to how this stuff works, but there is some magic I won't reveal just yet. But keep listening, and remember, if you do want to know more, head over to Influence Plus if you want to try out your own mind magic.
Your fans, of which you have many, I think it's mainly girls, I'm guessing, if you look at the analytics.
It's actually quite split. It's actually
really split.
Really?
Yeah.
So I find that too, which really surprised me. It surprises me. Do you give advice mainly to girls?
Well, the thing is, men love finding out what is in women's brains as well.
Mm. I mean, and so, vice versa.
Yeah.
It's easier for us to talk about it from a woman's point of view because we are women.
Of course.
Yeah, but we have male guests on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yes, we try really hard with our podcast to keep it as inclusive and have as many voices on our podcast as possible because we can only talk about our experiences and that's not the same as everyone else's. You know, it's so varied.
Although I do feel like all the fans that do come up to us in the street are all young women.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that, about fans coming up in the street, because for me, they'll come up and say, Joe, you're a magician, do a magic trick. What do they typically say to you girls when they come up?
Really, really sweet things. Usually about the fact that we change their lives.
Mm-hmm. Change their sex lives.
Get in touch with their sexuality.
Yep. Or it's often not questions about what can I do to achieve an orgasm with my partner?
Do you get asked questions? I never would get asked a question. Just like gratitude.
It depends on where we are. I mean, after We Out Here Festival, we did a talk and that was a really mixed audience. And actually mostly men came up to ask the questions. But at the very end, a lot of women came up to us. And we just, again, it's mainly gratitude. But yeah, the questions is still, it's still a lot of, I can't seem to orgasm with my partner. What do I do?
Yeah.
But maybe it's because, you know, I talk about not being able to come easy. Mm. I find it really hard to orgasm. And so maybe they just feel like, please help me. What do you do?
Yeah, you know the struggles.
Yeah.
So with everything you've learned, if you both had to go back and chat to your 18, 19-year-old self.
Stop.
Well, I know, God help you. What would you tell yourself in this conversation, not just general life advice, although if you have general life advice, that would be nice.
Oh my God, I genuinely like well up thinking about talking about my younger self.
Because
my younger self was so mentally unwell and unhappy, just like, you're not a freak and, you know, having a fetish doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you've done anything to feel the shame and the fear that you have and like where your mental health is at, like it will get better.
Mm-hmm.
And just talk about it. Don't keep it inside, whatever you do, because it eats away at you and it gets worse and it snowballs. Keep talking to people. Keep pushing past that moment of feeling like you have to be big and strong and that you're normal. Like, fuck normality. Go the opposite way. Embrace the weird and people will love you for it.
Oh,
I so wish that you had told me that whenever I was eight. It's so good. It's so, so good. Thank you for sharing that.
That's like
I know.
My heart.
That, That's a good sign clip right there. It's such good advice and it's so true.
Moist eyes.
Oh, God help you. Yeah.
It's just after a festival. The countdown is strong, guys.
I was crying so much yesterday.
Yeah,
it was
this
unreal.
Morning today I woke up in tears.
I think today I'm too tired to cry.
Just emotionally dead.
You're just done. Yeah. That must have felt amazing to do that and see all the people in person.
It was so good. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
I happy cried yesterday.
Yeah, Florence's voice note to me was like, I can't believe how many people turned up.
I'm so proud of us.
I'm so proud.
Well, yeah, because presumably when you started, that was never the goal, was to fill a tent full of people.
It was just.
Do you think part of you started just to, I mean, you're giving advice to people that probably you could have done with at the time as well? It's probably like a weird time capsule looking back.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I think, I was so scared and not confident about my body, about sex, about everything in that area when I was younger. And I just needed someone to tell me, look, that's normal. Mm-hmm. You're not weird. You're not strange.
Mm-hmm. You've both done so much. Podcast going well, but where do you want to take it? What's the grand plan? Like, what would be the daddy of achievements for you?
Oh, my. Maybe our big, there's so many things. Like, we want to do like a TV series around the world, looking at sex around the world and all the weird and wonderful things that it brings.
We just want to reach more people. That's always been the goal.
On a bigger
scale.
Just make
this like the most global podcast about sex that there has been.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to go big, then like build an institution about sex and sex therapy and help people, and then also have charity areas where people with low income or sex workers can also receive help, because we are so big on therapy. We speak to a therapist every single week, and like wouldn't be the same without them. Always be open to therapy, because it is honestly life-changing if you allow it to be.
Oh, it made a big difference for me. I didn't for the longest time. I was like, oh, I don't need help. I'm fine. And then you're like, oh, I do. Like everybody else. So.
Honestly, the strongest thing a human can do is ask for help.
Mm. I mean, I've started therapy and it's been great. I've never been more proud of myself.
That's the strongest, most powerful thing. And people run away from it. And it's just, it can be life-changing.
It's really good advice. Girls, I could sit and talk to you here all day. We'll have to have you on again at some point to keep the conversation.
Love that.
Before we finish up, I want to talk about this little bad boy on the table. Now, listen, you don't know what's written on the other side.
No, I do.
I asked you to sign it, but without reading it. Mm-hmm. And just to clarify for the listeners, it's a small piece of paper on the table. It says Florence and Reed on the back. It's a small piece of paper, but that was here before I asked you to do anything, before I asked you any questions.
Yeah.
I will say, you were briefed to think of together as a group of a new made up sex position.
Oh my God, yes. I can't wait for this.
You have done it.
Yes, we have.
And you've done it as a group.
Yes.
You're very proud.
Very proud of this.
Now, I will say, my producer told me that you have already in the past come up with something. It's called Lazy Bitch. Is that right?
Lazy Bitch, one of the best sex moves. But no, we did not use that one.
But you did not do that. And just to clarify, before you came into the studio today, you weren't asked to email that in or to tell anyone.
No.
You two are the only people that know what that is.
Yes.
And this has been here before we asked you to do anything.
Yeah, it has, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is where I'm taking a bit of a gamble. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put this in front of you so you know I don't do anything funny and swap it. In fact, if you put your finger on top of the little card on the table so you know, because I'm going to ask you now, did you come up with a name for it or just what the position was?
Yes. A name, yeah.
You came up with a name. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me that quite yet. Can you describe to me what the position was without acting it out somehow? Because that might be difficult with the microphones.
Okay, so the position is, and we're trying to stay genderless here. The more dominant person sitting down, the more submissive person sitting on top facing each other and their hands holding the submissive person real close.
Beautiful. I'm curious, not what I thought you were going to go for. What, just to be honest. Okay, did you give it a name?
Yeah.
What did you call it?
What are we saying? Are we saying it?
Are we allowed to
say
the
name?
Yeah,
you can say it. It's fine.
Yeah. The Proud Daddy.
The Proud Daddy.
Again, daddy being genderless.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. The Proud Genderless Daddy.
Yes.
Is there any way, before you girls came in here today, that I could have known that's what you were going to end up with?
Absolutely not.
And this has been here the whole time. You signed the back of it. Okay. I want, just for the listeners, I have nothing in my hands. I'm just going to let you slide that towards me just so I can flip it over. I don't, make sure I don't swap this. I don't want to do anything funny.
He's not swapping.
I'm just going to ask you to read this. Now, my handwriting is appalling. Would you read what I wrote down bit by bit? Tell me if you can read from
today
there.
On Influenced.
I predict that Florence and Reed will invent the Daddy's So Proud move.
Oh, so close.
How?
What? Get out of my head. That's insane.
I gotta tell you, I am so proud right now.
Oh my god, stop it, proud daddy moment.
Okay, you know what?
You came up with that, like whilst we were sitting here.
Yeah, I was proud of that as well. I was like, no one's going to know this shit.
Yeah, wow.
How?
Well, if anyone listening right now does happen to try it out for themselves, do let us know. They can watch back if you want to watch the video, the exact positioning of your hands. Give it a try.
Yep.
And, you know, let us know how you get on. Daddy's so proud. Girls,
wow.
This has been such a dream.
My mind's blown.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to go home with wobbly knees.
That's the goal. That is exactly so what we want.
It feels like we just had sex. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to, like, check on you in 48 hours to make sure you are okay.
Yeah, do a little check-in.
Aftercare.
We can do that.
Aftercare.
We need that.
Nice one.
Girls, I could sit and talk all day. I want to be respectful of your time. But listen, thank you so, so much for coming on Influence. It's been a dream. Definitely, I think the most fun I've had on a podcast in a long time. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you for having us.
And again, listen, just want to give you the mic for a second. Is there anything you'd like to tell the listeners about? Anything you'd like to plug? Anything exciting coming up?
Well, definitely go and listen to our podcast called Fucks Given. That's F**KS Given. And check us out on our social media at Come Curious, at Reed Amber X, and at Florence Bark.
You can find us basically through everything at Come Curious, spelled C-O-M-E, Curious. And check out our YouTube channel as well if you want to see us.
Amazing. Well, absolutely do that, girls. Thank you so much for coming on to Influence. And remember, both of you, to always watch your thoughts, because you never know who might be listening.
Yeah, literally.
Enjoy.
Love it. Woo.
Penetrated.
He penetrated
your mind.
Woo, I need to get an SDI check now. Blimey.
Here's what's coming up next week. Are you beating, like, an otter?
No, otters are fast underwater, aren't they?
I think they are.
Yeah, they're like darts in the water, I reckon.
They're pretty quick.
Yeah.
Well, you heard it here first. Tom Daly wouldn't beat an otter in a race.
No. The worst thing for me about diving was getting wet.
What do you mean?
Like,
you didn't like it?
Every day that I would stand about to do my first dive, and I'm like, oh, it's going to... getting wet again.
For God's sake.
It's going to get wet.
That is annoying, isn't it?
It's like, being cold and wet is like the worst anyway.
And if you're after another podcast, then join Josie, Alicia and Yasmin, three young actresses, disruptors and best friends, as they navigate the issues that affect their lives. From hookup culture and social media to structural racism and LGBTQ+ rights. They won't shy away from diving deep into controversial topics, so catch a new episode of Dare We Say every Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.